The very end of Parshas Bishalach, the Torah describes Melchemes Amalek and the location, which is in the place of Rephidim. And the Gemara Sanhedrin and Daf Kufav discusses what was the significance of the fact that the Melchama occurred in that location. Chazal tell us that Sherufu Yedehen min HaTorah, that somehow we loosened our grip regarding the Torah Sashem. And the question exactly which element of the Torah is the sugya is Chazal referring to. Poshub Shat in Gemara, it's a reference to Esek B'Torah, that somehow we were not enthusiastic, we were not passionate about the pursuit of Torah itself. This is not a kasha, but very simply a ha'ara that realized this was before Kabbalah Satorah, before now Parshas Yisrael, before Mamad Har Sinai, before the fact that we were obligated in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And yet Knesset Yisrael were indicted because they did not properly seize the opportunity of Esek B'Torah. No doubt that itself is a stunning Musar Haskel. If I were to ask you, why is it that a person learns and engages in Esek B'Torah? Well, of course, there is a mitzvah, but it's not just simply because of the mitzvah of. Even without Mamad Har Sinai, even without the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, there clearly is the expectation that a person is going to do so. The Sugya Bava Kama, Daf Pei Beis, a takana of Kriyas HaTorah in the Midbar before Mamad Har Sinai. Even though as of yet we didn't receive the Torah Sashem, we received certain parshios, yes. We were not yet mitzuva in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but nonetheless, a takana of Moshe Rabbeinu, Kama Nevi'im, in order to see to it that there was Esek B'Torah. When the Gemara explains why that's true, very simply, Miyad Nilu, because you can't survive without it. It's not just simply because of the mitzvah Shabbat, but rather our survival depends on Esek B'Torah. And indeed, if there was a takana of Kriyas HaTorah in Midbar before Mamad Har Sinai, there is an expectation of Esek B'Torah, even aside from any element of the mitzvah. So maybe not at all surprising. Rafu Yedein Min HaTorah, even though there was no absolute mitzvah at that point in time. If you look in Tana Deve Eliyahu in Perek Chav Dalet, look at Targum Yonasan, you look at the Balaturim, they add that Rafi Yodayan is a reference to the Mitzvah Satorah, not Esek B'Torah, but the Mitzvah Satorah. We did not as of yet have all of Taryag Mitzvahs, but many Mitzvahs indeed we did, and somehow Knesset Yisrael did not embrace the opportunity of the fulfillment of the Mitzvah Hashem. And that is considered to be part of Rafu Yedehen Min HaTorah. Esek B'Torah, Mitzvah HaTorah. But if you look in Rashi, the Rashi is found in Sefer Yechezkel, in Perek Chav, Pasuk Yud Gimel. When Rashi references this sugya, Rashi adds one word. And that word, I think, is transformative. Rafu Yedehem in HaTorah, yes, Rashi writes, Rafu Yedehem Milekabel Es HaTorah. It doesn't mean that Knesset Yisrael were not Osek B'Torah. It doesn't mean they were not Osek B'Mitzvos. But they were not sufficiently passionate about Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah. The whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Tavdun L'Solkim Al Har Hazeh. After all, Melchemes Amalek followed by Parshas Yisrael. Kabbalah Satorah. And the fact that you have an opportunity to accept the Torah Hashem, that means that has to be your mindset. That has to be your consciousness. You have to be passionate. You have to be enthusiastic. And therefore, yes, of course, the Torah was not yet given. But that was exactly the point. That Rafu Yedehen Milekabel. Milekabel is HaTorah. And that apparently was the difficulty, the enemy of Amalek. Esek B'Torah, Esek B'Mitzvos. But the passion, the enthusiasm of Kabbalah HaTorah was lacking. Perhaps it's for this reason. Purim, Haman Zaru Shalom Alek, Kimu V'Kiblu, a new time of Kabbalah HaTorah. Because it's not enough to be Osek B'Torah. Not enough to be Osek in the Mitzvah HaTorah. But that mindset, that perspective on Kabbalah HaTorah, that's considered to be something which is absolutely critical. And therefore, yes, anticipation. A takana of Kriyas HaTorah in the Midbar prior to Kabbalah HaTorah. Imagine, look at what awaits you in terms of the opportunity that one has. And for us, B'chol Yom V'Yom Yibnecha Chadashim, The Ramban writes, Birchas HaTorah, Bracha Daraisa, not as a Birchas HaMitzvah, but the Ramban describes it in Sefer HaMitzvah, says, a Birchas HaTorah for Kabbalah HaTorah, for Kabbalah HaTorah, for Mamed Har Sinai. And therefore, when you await the Kriya HaTorah of Aseres HaDibros, it comes to life. This is part of the mission statement of everything that we do. That perhaps is that meaning of Rashi, the Kabbalah HaTorah. And one has to recognize that that passion, that enthusiasm is absolutely essential. Of course we have a mitzvah basic b'Torah, but you have to realize that your survival depends on it. Without it, a person cannot live. And how eagerly you anticipate the moment of Kabbalah HaTorah. If you look at the old nuschos of Targum and Parshas Ekev, Ches Yud, there's an amazing shift. You know, there the Torah tells us, Lo al alechem levado yichy adam, but rather, komotze pi Hashem yichy adam. The word yichy is mentioned twice in the pasuk. Once when it comes to lechem, and once when it comes to Torah. And you would expect that Targum would translate the word yichy the same. And in the old discourse of Targum, no, there's a major shift. When it comes to Lo alechem levado yichy adam, you know what Targum writes? Yichy means yiskayim. When it comes to the Torah Hashem, you know what Targum writes? That Ches Yud Yud, Chayei. Wow. You know what that means? That bread sustains, that's true, but the Torah Hashem is life. In Furish and Targum, bread will sustain, it enables you and strengthens you. That certainly is true. But the Torah Hashem doesn't just simply sustain. No, Mefurish and Targum, that is the definition of Chiyus. And therefore, you don't just simply learn because there's a tzivui to do so. That, of course, is the case. But you have to recognize Geim Chayenu. And that means passionately, enthusiastically, you embrace every opportunity of Esek B'Torah. And that's our mission as B'nai Yeshiva. To see to it, the Zman continues, that the passion, the enthusiasm absolutely, absolutely builds. You've noticed the posters outside that Bezras Hashem, that Parsha Zachor, we're planning Bezras Hashem, a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos together. Right? We're doing everything that we can really to see to it that it should be a spectacular opportunity for the yeshiva to come together. You know, we did this in the past toward the end of the year in Dura Goldim, and then kind of we separated for the summer. And the idea, you know what, to do it in a different environment where we can continue to build throughout the Zman on that experience. Bezras Hashem, that you'll be there together with your Rebbeim, with your Chaverim. Much is planned in terms of the Shabbos. Really, I urge all of you to be able to register, to participate, but this is part of who we are, not just simply the learning during Seder and Shir, of course, but the holistic experience of what it means to position yourself for Kabbalah HaTorah. And that is the transition of Parshas B'Shalach awaiting Parshas Yisra. We have to dedicate ourselves to Esek HaTorah, clear, to the Mitzvah HaTorah, absolutely, but never lose sight of the passion and enthusiasm that should accompany our Avodas Hashem each day, that we have to wait and embrace Kabbalah HaTorah, regardless of any chiyuv, regardless of any mitzvah, kihem chayenu, because without it, miadilu, because Torah does not merely sustain the Shemona Kamsalechem, but for us, Torah is the absolute hagdara, the definition of chiyus.